You're listening to a podcast hosted by Med Learning Group.
Welcome to the COVID-19 Frontline Podcast Series, hosted by Med Learning Group. In this episode, we'll discuss the experience of so-called long hauler patients. These are individuals who no longer have an active COVID-19 infection, but are still experiencing complex symptoms caused by the virus, weeks or sometimes months after diagnosis. Persistent COVID symptoms can happen to anyone who's had COVID-19, even if their illness was mild or they had no symptoms. My name is Dinah Tomasi, and I'll be the host of today's podcast. Joining me today is Gregory Hosmer. Gregory was diagnosed with COVID-19 in late 2020, and he developed severe symptoms that required hospital care. Despite recovering from the initial infection, Gregory has experienced persistent symptoms lasting over 6 months. Welcome, Gregory. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Diana.
Can you tell us a little about how you contracted COVID-19 and what your initial symptoms were like?
I contracted COVID-19 like many others, a close family member. I picked it up. And when I first contracted COVID-19, my symptoms were not ones that I had thought that I would get, which is I thought I was going to get shortness of breath and have a temperature. Well, I didn't have those, but I was really dizzy and I had headaches and chills. And I knew that those were some of the symptoms, but my dizziness was the one that was really alarming. The headaches I treated with, NSAIDs, but I realized that, you know, this dizziness wasn't going away. And it persisted for a while. It persisted for about a week without any progression. And then after that week mark, things started getting worse. Again, I still didn't have any other symptoms of breathing and I didn't have any temperature. But then I realized I started losing my sense of smell and taste, not fully, but just enough. And because my girlfriend had COVID at the time, she was experiencing the symptoms that predominantly other people are experiencing of loss of taste and having a temperature. So I was on the lookout for these and they didn't happen to me. So I was thinking that I was feeling better. After a week, I thought, I'm probably going to be okay. I'm in the clear. And then my symptoms got worse. I started having a shortness of breath. About 10 days in, I started realizing that I was coughing more and then losing my taste and sense of smell. And it got worse. It got worse to the point where I started having pains in my chest. I'm pretty healthy and I'm 39 years old. When I contracted COVID-19, I got it from my parents who are in their 70s, not the maybe the best of health, but I was shocked that their symptoms were a lot less impactful to them as the symptoms that I was going through. And it was very concerning that someone that was seemingly, I felt very healthy, could get affected this strongly.
How soon after your symptoms began, did you get tested for COVID-19?
I got tested pretty quickly as my symptoms first occurred. About 24 hours after getting a headache and dizziness is when I went and got my COVID-19 test.
There are a few treatment options available for patients with COVID-19 that can prevent the development of severe symptoms. After you tested positive for COVID-19, did your primary care doctor offer you any treatments?
After my initial infection, I wasn't really offered any treatments. Over-the-counter NSAIDs did help with my headache and my chills, but there wasn't any further options.
You were eventually admitted to the hospital for COVID-19. How quickly did your symptoms become severe?
After 2 weeks of my initial positive result of COVID-19, my symptoms did seem to get better. But right about the 15, 16 day mark, I started losing some of my breath. I was coughing and I was having symptoms related to breathing. It was alarming, so I went to the hospital. As my symptoms progressed and they became more alarming, I did constantly check my temperature, my heart rate with a pulse oximeter, checking my oxygen levels. And I noticed that my room oxygen was dipping below 90. And I knew just from education on COVID-19 in the media that that was pretty alarming. And of course, my breath and the pain in my lungs was getting worse. So I called the hospital to see what I could do. And they suggested I immediately head to the hospital.
You suffered from persistent symptoms that lasted months after your COVID diagnosis. What symptoms did you experience and how long did they last?
So after leaving the hospital, it seemed like things got better initially. The dexamethasone seemed to work, but symptoms that I had didn't go away. In fact, they actually started to seem like they were getting worse. About 2 to 3 days after I left the hospital, I called my general doctor again, and he suggested that I get on azithromycin, a Z-Pak, to help. And it actually did help. It helped with some of the more pressing symptoms. But my symptoms lasted for about 5 to 6 months. A rapid heart rate, tachycardia, a shortness of breath, and asthmatic symptoms.
The tachycardia and the shortness of breath that you experienced, how long did that last and has it resolved at all?
So months after my COVID diagnosis and having some of these long hauler symptoms, I felt like I hadn't fully recovered. Some of my persistent symptoms were still a shortness of breath and having issues with tachycardia. It was alarming enough that I reached out to my general doctor to ask, should I have my heart looked at? Is it damaged? Is there something that is going to be permanent damage? And he suggested that I get the vaccine right away. That my symptoms and because of my health and being asthmatic, really, I was a strong candidate to get the vaccine. I was eligible pretty much the day after, and I got the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine. Immediately, I felt better. About a day after, 24 hours after I had gotten the shot, I noticed that my shortness of breath improved, which was amazing. I felt great. The shot itself wasn't so much fun. The 24 hours up until that point was pretty bad. I was dizzy and having some of the symptoms that I had initially when I got COVID, headache, and chills. But after that 24 hours, I realized that not only was my shortness of breath better, but my tachycardia didn't seem as prevalent as it had been in the 4 or 5 months prior.
Another concern with COVID-19, and one that often isn't reported, is that many patients experience anxiety and depression after diagnosis. How did you cope with your illness?
After my initial COVID-19 positive diagnosis, I went through a few stages of anxiety and depression. It was to be expected. I felt like, you know, the societal pressures of contracting this disease in a pandemic was one of the things you really needed to worry about. So of course it was alarming for me. What really surprised me was months after my diagnosis and feeling even better from my initial symptoms, a lot of the anxiety and depression still persisted. And I didn't understand why. It was very confusing to me. I was very stressed out and having anxiety and depression for really, it seemed like no reason, to the point where I was feeling suicidal and didn't know what to do about it. I eventually found a mental health professional to speak with, a therapist, and it really helped. It also put things in a better framework, but I'm still struggling with anxiety and stress from I believe, COVID.
We appreciate you sharing your story with us. A lot of people think of COVID-19 as just a respiratory illness, but it can affect other organ systems, including the brain and the heart. We're happy that you've recovered and you're willing to help raise awareness about the long-lasting physical and mental impact of COVID-19. Thank you, Gregory, for taking the time to speak with us today and sharing your personal experience.
Thank you so much.
This podcast was brought to you by MedLearning Group. Med Learning Group is accredited by the Accreditation Council for Continuing Medical Education to provide continuing medical education for physicians. The CME activity was planned and produced in accordance with the ACCME Essentials. I'd like to give a special thank you to our grant supporter, Merck & Co. Incorporated, who provided an unrestricted grant for this educational activity.